Blog Talk Radio.
IMTM Worldwide Radio, and this is a test. We haven't been on the air for a long time, so I decided to do a test and see if everything is working. So I won't be talking anything in particular as far as subject matter, as far as my show Around the ATL or the Women in Business show or any other programs that I usually would be doing. Just wanted to make sure that everything is functioning, and the only way to do that was to do a test. So I have my microphone hooked up and just going through some of my sound effects, things of that nature, and hopefully over the next 5 to 10 minutes, have enough content to play back later this morning and see if it worked. I do plan on doing a show Thursday, which is the other reason I wanted to do a test to make sure everything worked, because we haven't been on the air in months, officially. As far as Around the ATL, I think the last show we did was, let's see, I can actually pull that up. Let's see, the last official show with both myself and my co-host Jordan Jackson would have been 7 months ago, it looks like. And then before that, we did the end of the year show of the Hawks from last year, from the 2022 season, and we did a draft show last year, 11 months ago. So that's why I wanted to try to do another draft show on Around the ATL to at least keep that consistent. We probably will do an end-of-the-year show with the Atlanta Hawks. I do plan on actually doing a breakdown of the entire season, game by game, because I just think it needs to happen. So be looking out for that. And then hopefully we'll be on the air on a regular basis again. It's been very, very, very difficult to get back on the air, unfortunately. Between myself and my co-host, Jordan Jackson, on Around the ATL, our work schedules and just other things have just made it almost impossible to schedule anything on a regular basis. And then I myself have had a lot of stuff going on to where just logistically it just wasn't possible to come on the air. And if anybody has ever done a broadcast, you know how, what's the word I'm looking for? Not difficult, but it's a lot. It's a lot that goes on. And especially if you're the main one doing everything, it's even more so, because you have to, you know, you write your show up, you're doing your research, things of that nature before you even get on the air. Then when you get on the air, you're monitoring everything. You're monitoring if you have a guest on, you're monitoring fans, if they're, you know, listeners, if they're trying to call in or message, if it's on the message board. So there's a lot going on that you're trying to make sure that the show goes on smoothly. And with us, we're doing a 2-hour show. And with us, we're doing a 2-hour show with multiple subjects each hour. So we're going through, you know, and if you don't know, if you've never listened to IMTN Worldwide Radio before, one of the shows I have is called Around the ATL. It's a sports show, and we talk about Atlanta sports. We talk about sports in Georgia. So whether it be college with the UGA Bulldogs or Georgia State or Albany State or any of the colleges, Georgia Tech, sometimes we talk about Georgia Tech. Or on the pro side, obviously, you have the Atlanta Hawks, the Atlanta Braves, Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta United, Atlanta Dream. You have the college team, not college, but volleyball team, Atlanta Vibe. We have all these sports that we talk about, and what we do is we break everything down in segments for 2 hours. Sometimes we'll do a little overtime. It just kind of depends. But mostly it's 2 hours. We tried to shorten it because of our schedules, but it just wasn't the same. And then again, it's just the principle of it all. We want to do a two-hour show. I started a show called Around the ATL Side Notes, though, to kind of in between shows. But again, my schedule just, I had moved to a new spot. I was opening up my photography studio, and then just a whole bunch of other stuff was going on. So hopefully this will be the start of getting back on the air. And like, again, I just wanted to try to test things out. I scheduled 15 minutes for this early morning to see if everything is working. And I won't, in this case, because of how this is set up, I won't know until I've ended the show and hit play after it's been recorded. So we will see. But in the meantime, let's do this because I haven't used any of these in such a long time.
You are listening to Around the ATL with Chris and Jordan. We'll be right back with more Atlanta Sports Talk.
I need to test volume. And I can't really do that unless I actually hear it. So I'm playing it right now. I know that's good. Why are there three Atlanta Uniteds on here? Okay, I got to delete. Wow, there's one, two, three. Yeah, three. Turn that up. So hopefully when we get the draft show out the way, what we might do is do an hour and we can kind of backtrack a little bit, start with the Braves season and all the stuff that's happened. We can talk Atlanta United because their season has started. WNBA just had their draft, so we can kind of lead into the Atlanta Dream season. That will be a few months from now. We'll probably do an hour segment of everybody. UGA, we'll probably do a little bit of that. But like I said, my main thing is going to be regular. It's going to be the Atlanta Hawks. And what I'm going to do, again, I don't know if anybody's going to hear this. This is just a test. I might delete this. But my plan is to go game by game, and I'm going to break down the final score, whether or not the Hawks won or lost. I'm going to go and look at points in the paint, second chance points, and fast break points. And I'm going to look at the three leading scorers on the other team for each game of the 82-game season plus the play-in game that the Hawks did not win. And I'm going to see if anybody can give me a valid argument on how everything is on Trae Young. So there you go. It's coming. I've been preparing, so be looking out for that. Let's see what else is here. I might change that one. So from what I remember, because I haven't used these. Oh, that's not working. I haven't used these in so long. Oh, that's why. Okay, now I see what's going on. I got to fix that. I haven't used any of these in such a long time. I'm trying to see if all of them are actually still here and working.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
What is this?
It's a dagger in their heart.
For the love of God, he just shot a three.
We'll be right back. shoes. He's on fire.
That sounds a little loud. Well, so far so good. I'm kind of surprised.
Every day, more lies.
Oh, cool. That works.
Play to win the game. Hello?
I have a lot of sounders. I forget that I have so many.
What's that? Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Okay, that is really loud. Let's try this. Still loud. So the other thing about doing a show is figuring out appropriate times to play some of these sounders as well. And that's one thing I have to start getting used to again, because I haven't ran the board in a while. So that's going to get some taking used to. The cues that I usually would use. But we will see.
To this day. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Thank you, DJ Khaled. Ooh, yeah. Okay, I don't even know what that was. Okay, what else did I not play? Okay, I gotta delete those two. I might need to change that as well. And what's this? I think I'm good. So hopefully this test was enough to give me an idea how it will sound again once I get it working. Hopefully my microphone even is working. Don't know. Haven't used it in forever. The red light is on, though, so it usually means it's recording, but you never know. And sometimes the system hasn't cooperated. Over the years, there's been times where the system would just cut off on us, and I'm like, I'm paying for that service. I got 90 seconds. Well, at least I know the countdown works. But sometimes in the past, the service that I've used hasn't worked that well. So I'm hoping that for 2 hours on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, it will work for two straight hours. We're going to find out, because people will have the opportunity to call into the show. I haven't taken a caller in a year, so that's going to be interesting. So that's going to end my test. Again, this was just a test. This is not a show. It wasn't live. Technically, it was live if anybody actually was listening, because if they were subscribed to the Blog Talk page, they might be listening. You never know, 3 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully, y'all will tune in on Thursday morning, 10 o'clock, around the ATL 2024 NFL Draft Show. Till next time, let's try doing the outro real quick. See if that works. Y'all take care.